Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Some people are saying that punk is dead. Some people are saying that rock and roll is dead. I completely beg to differ, especially after hearing what came out in this past month.
Rockin' the suburbs people. This is Kurt Gallagher calling from the suburbs of New York City. I want to call in with some April new music. I want to talk about a band from New York called the Dream Eaters. They have a big following on Instagram. It's kind of hard to describe what they do. It's kind of darkly humorous dream pop. It's synth pop from the 80s sounding with really nice harmonies and great catchy melodies. Follow them on Instagram. We Are the Dream Eaters is their tag, and you'll thank me later. They're a lot of fun. Their lyrics are pretty dark and can be hilarious at times. They put out an EP in April called The Dream Eaters Quarterly Report, quarter 125, 6 songs, 15 minutes. And the catchiest song on that EP, I think, is called Program Me, I'm a Machine. So hope you enjoyed the Dream Eaters, and definitely check out their Instagram because they're a very video-focused band. It's kind of a dystopian. They sort of do a parody of technology and video while, you know, making a name for themselves using technology and video. But check them out, and I hope you like this song. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Greetings, people of Suburbs Nation. This is Mike Coley, coming at you from Central New York, Fred Durst's favorite place to break stuff. Got some of my April new music picks for this year. Hopefully I'm not too late. Some people are saying that punk is dead. Some people are saying that rock and roll is dead. I completely beg to differ, especially after hearing what came out in this past month. Some really cool stuff. That'll probably end up on my year-end list. And it was all released in April. It's fantastic. I know I got to keep it short, but I could easily list probably 5 albums that came out in April that I'm probably going to be listening to for quite some time. But anyways, I'm here to deliver to your ears some of my favorite music released in April 2025. My album of the month is from the Denver-based band Dead Pioneers, led by vocalist activist Greg Deal. They have a bass in bands such as the Dead Kennedys, Rage Against the Machine, Public Enemy, Fugazi, Minutemen, Kneecap. And to say they're political would definitely be an understatement. Maybe a little bit too political for some, but that's the point. Art should be uncomfortable. And this is uncomfortable. It's shocking, it's breathtaking, it's explosive, it's penetrative, it's meaningful, it's necessary. This album was written in 2.5 days, and that you can feel that energy in the recording. It's unapology political, it's unapology provocative, and this is the band I didn't know I needed right now. Check out Dead Pioneers. The name of the album is Post-American. The S is stylized as a dollar sign. Anyway, into Bad Brains, Dead Kennedys, Rage, NWA, Propagandy. Well, I'm going to talk about in a minute. Well, they toured with Propagandy. Kneecap, the Irish rap group. Fantastic stuff. Fugazi. If you're into any of this stuff, you're going to be into Dead Pioneers. Check them out. The track I recommend is called The Caucasity, and it's kind of a spoken word style. It's got a little bit of a, I would say, Agent Orange feel to the music, if you're into old school punk. But check out The Caucasity by Dead Pioneers.
Across this so-called United States of America, I have shared stories, ideas, historical anecdotes, social justice tales, personal lore, and the like. This one time I was speaking, a young man interrupted me. Interrupted me with all the authority he could muster, and what I can only imagine was placed or misplaced in his whiteness. The Caucasity.
And the song continues from there. Just fantastic songwriting, fantastic delivery. It's just an album I've listened to over and over and over since I first heard of it. It came up on a Propagandy playlist that I was listening to. And that's where the transition comes, kids. Because Propagandy has just released a brand new album. They were kind of teasing it over the last couple of months. And it's out. It's their first album in 8 years. The album's called At Peace. They are from Winnipeg area of Manitoba in Canada. And unfortunately, they just announced that they are, due to unforeseen circumstances, they are canceling their entirety of their U.S. tour, which really bums me out because I really wanted to check them out. They were planning on playing in Buffalo in the fall, and now they have canceled their entire U.S. tour for the fall. And if you know anything about Propagandy, you probably know why. Okay, hardcore threat. They started out as kind of a skate punk band back in the 80s. Early 90s. About 92, I think, 93. They kind of slowly transitioned their sound from pop punk into thrash punk. So they're kind of a thrash band right now. But man, their lyrics are timely. They're political. They're anti-fascist, they're anti everything that normal good people should be anti. Let's put it that way. The lead single was At Peace. That was released in March. The single they released in April is called Cat Guy. And that's, again, from the album At Peace from Propagandy. I don't even know how they say it. Do they pronounce it Propagandy? Propagandy? I'm not really sure. But I'm just getting into this band really deeply, so bear with me. But check out the song Cat Guy, while you're at it, check out the video, because it's just got a bunch of cute kitties in the video on YouTube. But this is Propagandy with Cat Guy. We'll be right back. can hear some of the metal sounding stuff out of Propagandhi, and another really cool song from April. The whole album, I listened to it coming home from Vermont last week, and it is fantastic. I listened to it several times, actually, because I lost signal, so it just kept repeating the same album over and over on my Spotify. So that's my single for April. Now, I got to do the honorable mention because, you know, thanks to Roger Grace, I believe. It's not my fault. Patrick made me do it. An album that came out this past month, is a live one. Live at KEXP by Frankie and the Witch Fingers. Oh, my good Lord. If you get it, I have to see this band. They're coming to Buffalo. No, Albany, I think. Coming to Albany in the fall. I definitely have to go see these guys. They have a video on the KEXP YouTube page. Check it out. That it's nothing but pure, unbridled energy. You get the feel of bands like Devo and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard and the OCs and Parquet Courts. And just fantastic, energetic stuff. And, oh, my God. I got to see these guys. This album was recorded in July of last year, but they just released it in April as a Record Store Day release. They did another Record Store Day release last year, Live at Levitation. But these guys are a fantastic live band. Their music on album is great as well. They have the new album coming out in June. It's called, what's it called? It's called Trash something. Anyway, Frankie and the Witch Fingers. This is a song called Brain Telephone from the Live at KEXP sessions. Oh, good Lord. Check them out. They're awesome. That's it. That's all I got for you this month. Thanks to Jim and Patrick for all you do for us. Thanks to the listeners for all your participation in everything you do. Check out my show, Walking at a Suburban Pace, every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on suburbsradio.com. It's also available on the on the apps. I think there's an iPhone app, and I believe there's other apps that it's available through. I use Get Me Radio, so if you have the Get Me Radio app, it works pretty well. Check that out. Listen to us. You can listen to us straight through the site as well, and there's a lot of great DJs, and I thank Keith Jacobson for getting the ball rolling on this station, and I thank Bill Mulligan for continuing the ball rolling, and I thank everybody in Suburbs Nation, and I can't wait to see y'all in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mike Coley, out.
Pop from the 80s sounding with really nice harmonies and great catchy melodies.